Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if there's one truism about our time on Earth, it's that no one ever lay in their deathbed thinking, I wish I'd been to more meetings. Meetings can come with or without any apparent point, but are made immeasurably worse by the presence of the office windbag. You know, the person who just can't shut up and will further waste everyone's time by dragging everything off the point. Damien McCarthy is Managing Director of HR Buddy. Afternoon, Damien.
Good afternoon, Sean.
In your experience, is this a common problem?
Yeah, I think in general, Sean, meetings, I suppose, they always make people wince a little bit. Generally, in the workplace, there is the view that there are too many meetings, and there are meetings about meetings, and there are meetings that don't achieve anything, and there are meetings that people don't know what they're actually about, and so on. And I think in particular, over the last few years, now, because of remote working, there's even more meetings again, because I suppose workplaces are trying to achieve that collaboration and connect and contact between people because they're remote and hybrid teams. But if you have a meeting and you don't know what the aims and objectives are, I suppose it's all a waste of time. And especially in the workplace and in business, if a meeting is a waste of time, it's a waste of money as well. So yeah. It can be a problem.
Yeah. Would it be unfair to categorize it if it's something that's kind of people who are calling the meeting, i.e. the people in the management role, seem to like the idea of meetings more, so they can gather people in a room who are going to listen to them talk for 30 minutes, and then when it's all over and no one's got a chance to say anything, that manager will say, that meeting went really well.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you look at any meeting, it's very important that it's chaired well. I think the problems when meetings don't achieve their goals and you get, you know, the same motor mouth kind of giving all of their opinions and other people don't get to express their opinions and so on, you know, obviously that leads to disgruntlement. But, you know, the most important person in any room is the chair of the meeting, because they're the person who keeps control. And I think the big issue is that an awful lot of leaders and managers actually aren't trained and skilled in chairing a meeting. So when, you know, the kind of office blabbermouth takes over, you know, and spends 20 or 25 minutes of a 30-minute meeting kind of taking over and expressing only their opinions and kind of repeating themselves and so on. Obviously, that disgruntles everybody else, but that is something that is controlled by a skilled chair. And it's actually very important that workplaces, I think, focus in on training their line managers and their leaders to successfully chair these meetings and kind of, you know, there are skills and tactics whereby you can give equal speaking time and so on. And they're very, very important. They can be learned quite easily, but actually I think an awful lot of people don't know them, which is a pity.
Now, and probably most people that know someone who just talks compulsively almost and will very quickly wander off the point. What can you do apart from just interrupt them or tell them to shut up?
Yeah, well, actually, funny enough, I think traditionally in Ireland, we're actually very poor at this, because we don't like offending anyone, and kind of our European counterparts have always traditionally been better at this. I suppose I think there is an improvement happening again because of remote working, because we now have those times slotted in our remote and hybrid meetings, whereby, you know, you have a meeting at 2 and straight away when you start your 2 o'clock meeting, you tell the team that you're meeting with, well, I have another meeting at 2:30, so let's get down to business. So I think we are improving. But I think traditionally, as Irish people, we don't like to insult anyone. So the blabbermouths inside the meetings have kind of traditionally got away with it. But there are some tactics that you can use. And very definitely signalling and body language are very, very important. So responding with silence, you know, to the motor mouth inside in the meeting is very important. I suppose not kind of affirming them verbally and saying very interesting and very good. And I suppose a lot of people would have a tendency to kind of smile and nod and just wait for someone to stop talking. But if you're giving them that body language, I suppose you're affirming to them that you're still interested and to keep going on and on and on. So responding with silence is a good tactic. I suppose breaking eye contact is another one as well. those signaling gestures where you raise your hand. It doesn't insult them, but they get the message that, you know, this is enough and we need to move on. And I suppose the other thing, if you're chairing a meeting, is you're almost like a referee. So if you want to think of it in the way that you need to take the ball off them and give it to someone else, you can do that in a nice way. And I suppose if you're in a 30-minute meeting, you set out an agenda and you need to get through it. You can also use the clock then as your friend. So the clock can be your ally. So in other words, if you tell everyone at the start, this is a 30-minute meeting, you can always stop the motor mouth very simply by giving out the line that, look, we're just a little stuck on time. I'm aware of the time constraints. I need to move over to Steve in the other department and get his opinion on this. And that's how you can do it in kind of a nice way without insulting the motor mouth.
If though you like your manager who's chairing the meeting, but the manager is a bit soft, is there anything you can do if your colleague, you know, is, you know, will inevitably kind of usurp proceedings by just talking nonstop?
Yeah, well, I think that the chair is the most important person in the room to take control of the meeting. But most certainly for, let's say, any work colleague or any individual who's inside in the meeting and they feel that one person is taking over the meeting and is constantly kind of using up the speaking time, I suppose you do have to sort yourself. The one kind of common trait of someone who talks too much in meetings, it can very much, by the way, be a control mechanism, I suppose, where, you know, he or she who shouts loudest is heard. What you have to do if you're a work colleague inside that meeting is you have to assert yourself, ask to not be interrupted. If you have a weak chair, I suppose you have to show your strength. And I suppose, I think very definitely in an awful lot of voluntary organisations, you know, your social committees and in your parishes around the country where, you know, it isn't professionals, people volunteering. Sometimes it's the people on the floor who control meetings. It isn't always successful, but you need strong people on the floor as well. But very definitely, I think it's very important, and it's a very common mistake that an agenda isn't set out and that a lot of people go to meetings and they don't know what the meeting is about. It's very hard to keep control of a meeting if that's the case. So setting out an agenda and setting out a time constraint, is it a 30-minute meeting, a 45-minute meeting, a 60-minute meeting? When that's done, it generally tends to work out an awful lot better.
Damien, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Damien McCarthy there, Managing Director of HR Buddy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.